It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Heather Below of the Berkshire Eagle yesterday reported that Sheffield firefighters pulled two men from the Housatonic River on Sunday after their canoe capsized when it collided with a stump. Sheffield firefighters found the pair, Adam Haynes and Kevin Jackson, both 25, clinging to logs after Haynes managed to call 911 from his cell phone. The department's rescue boat was dispatched. Three firefighters wearing ice rescue suits and tethered with ropes headed into the water and pulled the men out. Both were treated at the scene and then transported by ambulance to Fairview Hospital for symptoms of first-stage hypothermia, and they were discharged by Sunday night.
Troop B police in North Canaan investigating a break-in that happened at the Sharon Farm Market on Gay Street. They received that report of a burglary on January 15th when it was discovered someone made into the market and fled with property. The individual is described as a tall, skinny person wearing a backpack, face mask, and goggles. Anybody with information asked to contact Trooper Robert Pease at 860-626-1820. Reverend Martha Tucker has been on the roll of Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association's hospice chaplain, previously held by Ellen Epperson. Melanie Gwynn, SVNA's hospice director, said, although SVNA will greatly miss Eileen, we are excited to bring Martha on board. She's a great addition to the team. Tucker was raised in Baltimore and, after graduating from Williams College, taught mathematics at Phillips Academy in Andover. She then went on to get a law degree from University of Pennsylvania and practiced litigation law at Pepper Hamilton and Sheets in Philadelphia. Town of Great Barrington Select Board will hold a public forum at Town Hall. Residents will be able to chime in on proposed zoning articles that would limit the number of retail marijuana establishments and to prohibit new shops from opening in the downtown business district. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. Questions at 413-528-1619, extension 2. A special joint meeting between the ABC Committee and Region 1 Board of Education will happen at 7 p.m. in Room 133, and then immediately following that, an ABC Committee meeting will be held to elect officers, discuss the school calendar, and set their next meeting date. The Berkshire Jewish Federation is presenting a series of discussions entitled Moments to Remember, featuring Dick Macht, January 23rd and 30th and February 6th at Knesset Israel on Colt Road in Pittsfield. Admission to the 10:45 morning lectures is free. A kosher lunch will also be served at noon for $7 per person. Adults over 60 will be admitted for only $2. Advance registration for the luncheons are required, 413-442-2200. Parents of high school students are invited to attend a question and answer session regarding the college search and application process that on Saturday, January 25th at the Monterey Community Center on Main Road. The forum begins at 10 a.m. Details and more information at 413-854-5048. Steeples of Litchfield County, a new exhibition of sketches by Stephen Goldberg, will be at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum opening January 25th, remaining on view through April 25th. From 2 to 3 on the 25th, curators Alexander Ellis and Goldberg will hold a public lecture about the exhibit at the Sharon Congregational Church. Parking is in back of the church. Overflow parking will be at the museum across the street at 18 Main Street. From 3:30 to 5:30, there will be a public reception at the museum. The snow date is February the 1st. Tremaine Art Gallery at the Hotchkiss School presents Kahn and Selznick at the Tremaine Art Gallery beginning January 25th through February 23rd. Reception coming up on the 25th from 4 until 6 p.m. The Michael Mussolami Trio Plus 2 performing the 25th at the Esther Eastman Music Center at Elfers Hall in Hotchkiss. It is free and open to the public. Annandale-on-Hudson, the U.S.-China Music Institute presents its first annual Chinese New Year concert featuring Bard's College, the Orchestra Now, performing a collection of Chinese symphonic works. Conductor and director of the U.S.-China Music Institute, Ying Donghai, will share the stage with guest conductor Chen Bing and the Chinese instrument masters from the world-renowned faculty of the Central Conservatory of Music in China. The concert will be Saturday the 25th at 7 p.m., at Bard's Fisher Center, the Sosnoff Theater. Information and tickets, fishercenter.bard.edu. Friends of the Cornwall Library will once again celebrate the birthday of Robert Burns with a Burns Night event Saturday, January 25th from 7:30 till 8:30. The evening will include a wee dram or two of Scotch whiskey. Cost $10 per person, 21 or over. Reservations and advance payment are required. You can visit the Cornwall Library for reservations. New York City's Paige Turner, Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde, Saturday at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse. Doors open at 8, the show at 9. 10 o'clock, you can meet Ms. Turner. By the way, at 8 o'clock, there'll be libations and snacks. Known as the Carol Burnett of drag, showbiz spitfire Paige Turner is one of the original creators, producers of New York City's live drag reality show, So You Think You Can Drag. There is general admission at $35, $55 admission with the open bar. Tickets are available online, SharonPlayhouse.org.
It's another series of the fundraising brunches at the Interlaken this weekend. The Sunday brunch for Salisbury Water Sports Association will be held this Sunday at the Interlaken Inn. The event is sponsored by the Interlaken Inn. Adults, $19.95. Children under 10, $10. Children accompanied by adults under 4, free. Brunch menu includes omelets, waffles, spinach, quiche, ham, bacon, sausage, muffins, coffee, tea, and juice. The Interlaken makes a donation to Salisbury Water Sports Association from the proceeds. More information, Eric@interlakeninn.com.
Oh, it's the 9th annual Bloody Mary contest, a fun-friendly competition among area residents that'll take place at the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill on Sunday, January 26th from 11 till 4 or while supplies last. Purchase a flight of tastings and you can be the judge. The defending champion, by the way, for the trophy is the Woodland Restaurant. Once again, that is Sunday the 26th, 11 to 4 at the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill.
Astronomy 2019, Splendid Images and New Insights, a stunning presentation by Roger Liddell, will be held on the 26th, Sunday at 4 p.m. Photographs will include the Hubble Telescope and other imaging systems. It's the Sunday at 4 series at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Upper Main Street. Information, hotchkisslibrary.org or 860-364-5041.
It's time for the second annual Dine Out for History. Diners can go wherever they want at dinner time on designated nights. You're encouraged to make reservations where required and mention Dine Out for History. This is going on, of course, in cooperation with the Northeast Historical Society. The first event is at the Millerton Inn. Dinner reservations are requested. Dates of participating restaurants and their dinner times are as follows. January 26th, the Millerton Inn from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-592-1900, reservations requested. February 9th, the Oakhurst Diner, 19 Main Street from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-592-1313. February 17th, the Golden Walk Railroad Plaza from 5 to 9:30 p.m., 518-789-9236. February 23rd, Manadu Cafe, 54 Main Street from 5 till 10 p.m., 518-789-3570. Reservations are requested there. On March 3rd, Taro's Pizzeria and Restaurant, 18 Main Street from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-789-6630, cash only. March 9th, Round 3, 5523 in New York 22. That'll be from 5 till 9 p.m. And March 26th at 52 Main Street in Millerton, 5 till 10 p.m., 518-789-0252. Reservations are requested. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 152.06 to 29,196.04. NASDAQ starts off today at 9370.81 and the S&P 500 at 3320.79. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.